What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, I'm going to have to go with wheat. I mean, that's the market that seems to be able to hold its strength here. You know, last week we saw all the grains pushing higher, but wheat was the one that was able to continue to maintain its strength. That and soybean meal were the ones that were really kind of the consistent leaders. Part of it, I think, is because of the continuation of the war that we're seeing in Israel, the escalation, and part because it looks like we're not going to get what we expected to get planted for winter wheat acres.
It's hard to even say what's hot in this market because it's hard to get anything to sustain any gains in this trade.
You're exactly right. I mean, we had corn and beans really looking good last week. They traded above 13 in the beans, about 5 in the corn, but then Friday we took all of that back again. So it seems like we're just trying to buy our time, waiting for some big news to come into this market, and you know, we're just kind of spinning our wheels, waiting for that.
What's not hot in this market?
I'm going to have to go with the livestock sector. I mean, you know, last week we saw some pretty heavy selling in the live cattle markets, the feeder cattle. Hogs also had a poor week. This is, I think, the fourth week in a row that we've seen lower weekly closes in the cattle market. So, and we had a cattle on feed report that was a little bit negative. Now, hopefully that triggers some buying, some profit taking here this week. But right now, those, and then you throw in a little bit of poor economic news, that's really putting the damper in on the livestock sector.
We saw 10-year bonds hit 5%. We haven't seen that since, I think, for 16-plus years. How big a factor is that in this marketplace?
You know, it's one that now it starts pulling, you know, because guys can make money in other areas or, you know, a little less risky. I think you're going to start to see some money flow out of commodities and into, you know, the stock market, into the just because it's a little bit easier money.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.